Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
To Florida International University we go for infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, greetings to you. We have a lot of questions from listeners. Let's see if we can get to a couple today. More than one person asking about the flu shot, the mRNA flu shot. Is it going to be as effective for seniors as the normal high-dose flu shot?
Yes, it's definitely going to be as effective. In fact, it's going to be more effective from what the data is showing. So it has excellent efficacy, excellent safety, and the only caveat to the use of the mRNA is because it's so effective in terms of the type and quality of immunity, it turns on the innate immune system very rapidly, and therefore you're more likely to get a sore arm. The mild evidence that the vaccine is working is definitely going to be there. But funny thing is, the older you get, the less likely you are to manifest those symptoms. So somebody who's 50 is more likely to get the sore arm than somebody who's 75.
So this Moderna flu vaccine is for people over 50. Is that right?
That's what it's been approved for. The data show that it's excellent at 18 and over.
Okay.
But Moderna only requested to use it for 50 and over, and so that's the approval. So that's where we are on that. I will tell you, there are two advantages to the newer flu vaccines. So the old flu vaccines that we used to use, the egg-based ones where we grow them on eggs, that has a problem for two of the, so there's three different flu viruses in the flu vaccine this year. There was a time when we used to have four as an option, but because of COVID, one of the four is no longer circulating, so there's no need to worry about that particular influenza B. But there are two influenza A's and one influenza B that is in the flu vaccine that we're using this year. And if you look at what's in the particular vaccine, you'll see that there's an H1N1, which happens to be very much like the H1N1 that happened in 2009. And there is an H3N2, and that one, as well as the B, are showing a lot of shifts. So they tend to drift, and if you use the flu vaccine that's made in egg, even in the egg, it can shift a lot. But when you use messenger RNA, there's no shift involved in there. That's one of the things. Mm-hmm. And that's actually true for the recombinant version as well. So there's two very good vaccines. So if you're younger than 50 and you can't get the messenger RNA vaccine, you can get the one that is recombinant and it still has that stability. So then why even use the messenger RNA one if we have a good recombinant one? And the answer to that question is that if there's a significant change in what's circulating, and we've had this happen many times, and that's why we come up with what are the three strains that need to be in the vaccine, and then there's this big change, and then it looks like the vaccine doesn't work. With messenger RNA, you can quickly flip that one that made a big change and therefore have a vaccine that's absolutely ready for whatever's circulating.
And a lot of us wondering if it's safe to eat salad again. what do you know about lettuce? I know the FDA has been in Mexico with their on-site inspections. What are your sources telling you?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. They're in Mexico. They actually got to Mexico on the 13th of August, which is quite a while after I wish they had. And the reality is that so far they haven't actually revealed any positive findings here. All the things that are tying it to Taylor Farm de Mexico, which is one particular farm that from which Taylor gets lettuce, is showing that, you know, epidemiologically, that's where it's from. And so it probably is one of the big problems. But here's the big caveat. That's only a little bit under 10,000 cases that are linked to that. There's been another 13,000 cases in the United States this year that are not linked to that.
All right. Well, like I say, we'll stick to hot dogs, Italian beef, pizza, and ribs. We should mention that we are not going to be with you for the next few weeks because you're traveling to various spots around the world. I take it you will be eradicating various diseases in different countries. Is that what you're doing?
I'm going to be working on a variety of different things. One of them is Kunis syndrome, and then I'm doing something that has to do with the health security interface.
Well, we will get caught up in a few weeks. Have a safe and very good travel period, Dr. Marty. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. Bye-bye.